Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, dear listeners. You are tuned to Radio Islam International. We welcome you once again on this lovely night. The name is Muhammad Kara. Engineer for the program is Brother Salim, and my co-host is Sheikh Maulana Suhaib Lasani Asab. All right, dear listeners, lovely nizam with regard to the month of Ramadan. Yes, one of the main messages of the month of Ramadan is compassion. It is understanding for the less fortunate, and that in this dunya that we're living in, dear listeners, you know, just think about the Muslim ummah, how we have been sadly overburdened with the people in need of help. We're talking about Yemenis, the Syrians, the Iraqis, the people of Afghanistan, Libyans, all in the midst of war. And so many other countries, the Muslims are suffering hardships, Palestine as well. And at this time, our du'as and our compassion ought to be with them, dear listeners. The least we can do, inshallah, is that in these conditions, you know, alhamdulillah, iftar time, Allah gave us so much of ni'mat, you know, different delicacies. What are the people around the globe, Syrians, etc., dear listeners, what have they to eat for iftar? Make du'a for them. And this month is about sharing. It's a month of du'as, a month of compassion, inshallah. So, dear listeners, let's take a moment to consider the hardships of the other people, whether the struggling families in the neighborhood or the Syrians struggling abroad. The least we can do, inshallah, is that, you know what, make dua, sincere dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. Alright, lines are open. Number to call for the quiz. Tonight's quiz, it is 011-854-1548. And we're waiting for the calls to come through, inshallah. We're going to be taking three calls tonight, like always. And tonight is day three of the Ramadan quiz, Thursday, the 9th of June, 2016. We're waiting for the participants to call in. Once you call in, dear listeners, you've got to give us your name, your ID numbers, your telephone numbers, also your addresses. And Salim is taking down the details. Let's welcome my co-host and my very, very good friend, Maulana Suhaib Lasania. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana Kara. How is it that at times you just change from one mode to another mode? I was listening to your advices and emotional speeches now make me realize how pious you are. And at other times I have different feelings about you.
I knew you were going to say something like that, Mani Saif, because when I was talking, your eyes are on me, you were smiling, and I was expecting something like that. Kya kare buzruga nireen, ji. 7 minutes past 6 o'clock, ji. We're waiting for the calls as well as the SMS. Sorry, no SMSs. We're waiting for the calls, inshallah, 854-1548. Brother Salim, do we have our three contestants on the line? Brother Salim says, yes, we do have the three contestants. Mani Saif, those that want to register for tomorrow night's quiz as well as the other nights, we'd like to give them the email address as well as the telephone numbers, brother.
Gee, it's Mufti Sab, I mean Maulana Kara, rather. What happens is that you just need
you
to...
You can call me Mufti Sab, it's fine, brother. Accepted.
Yes, you sound so pious now. This, all these titles are just coming out from my mouth for you. But nonetheless, Maulana Kara, what happens is that if you send in your details, don't expect to participate immediately. Like when I just walked in now, Uncle Moksin was telling me that there was a person calling in and they want to know when they're participating. So once you have sent your details, inshallah, Mufti Yusuf Musaji will contact you and will notify you when you will be taking part. But inshallah, if you do that, then your participation will be confirmed. So just have sabr, inshallah. The month of Ramadan is a month of patience, Maulana Kara. So you can SMS or WhatsApp the details on 072-071-3684, or you can email your details, that is your name, your surname, which area you're from, your ID number, and two contact details on 072-071-3684, or the email address is YM, that is for Yusuf Musaji, at radioislam.co.za.
Just give us your addresses, your telephone numbers as well, your landline number, your cell phone number, and your ID numbers. You don't have to give us where you come from, as well as your GAMS, etc. We don't want to know all of that. Swaib Lasania, Maulana, let's welcome, can we welcome our contestants on board tonight?
Gee, sure.
All right, we'll take a short break. Brother Salim says a short break first, and after we continue, don't go away.
This program is brought to you by The Willerton Group, proud manufacturers of Sunfoil Triple Refined Pure Sunflower Oil and Sunshine D Margarines and Spreads. High in vitamin D, smooth and great tasting.
Honeybee, your Megimix specialist. Come in now to Honeybee for the best possible prices on Megimix. Honeybee, 011-854-1420.
Arrow Cash and Carry, wholesalers and exporters of cosmetics, toiletries, and hair products. We're situated at 201 Amgeni Road, opposite May Street Masjid. To receive our latest promotions, email us on info@arrowcc.co.za. Visit our website, www.arrowcc.co.za. Arrow Cash and Carry, the better choice.
رمضان أقبل فالقلوب مريضة والنور أمسى خافتا بكياني قل لي متى يأتي الصباح بنوره ومتى متى ننصاع للإحسان.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 10 past 6. Yes, we have our three contestants on the line, and we'd like to welcome all three contestants on board. Line number one, contestant number one is Brother Zubair Mullah. Zubair, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brother.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, and how are you, good friend?
Shukr, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Where are you calling from, Zubair?
Leandra.
Leandra. Okay, my brother, not far from Springs, eh? Okay. Line number two, we have Sister Zakia Osman. Zakia, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Ben. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Zakia, are you there, sister?
Yes.
Sorry. Can you hear us?
Yes.
All right. Where are you calling from, Ben?
Lanesia South.
Lanesia South. Okay, mashallah. Line number three, contestant number three, we have Brother Muhammad. Muhammad, what's your surname? My engineer wrote it as Bablu. Muhammad Bablu. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. Are you there, my brother? All right, we're waiting for contestant number three, Brother Salim. Kindly give us a gesture once we have our line and contestant number three on the line. First contestant, Zubair Mullah, mashallah, from Leandra. And we also have Zakia Osman from Land South. And waiting for the third contestant to come on board. Alright, Mali Swahib Sahib, just to the listeners, let's welcome third contestant, Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Are you still fasting? You broke your roza, my brother? You still fasting?
Yeah, I broke my roza.
Oh, you broke your roza? Okay. Sorry, I was just a bit curious. You sound quite hungry, my brother. Okay, just to the contestant, Mali Swahib Sahib, you know. It's just about being light-heartedness here. You know, if we happen to tease anybody, intention is never to degrade anybody, really. And it's not to insult anybody. It's just merely being light-heartedness. Mawlana Swahib Sahib.
Serious.
Oh, I thought you were going to cover up for me. Now you're saying serious. Zubair, my brother, assalamu alaikum. Are you there? What do you choose from, my brother? Which category? We have the categories as follows. It's Quran Kareem. It is stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Thirdly, Islamic history. Fourth is general knowledge. And fifth is politics. What do you choose?
You choose one for me, mother.
I must choose one for you.
Yeah, just taking a chance.
All right, I'm going to choose cooking for you, my brother. Can you cook?
We can try cooking.
You tell me, my brother, Quran Kareem, stories of the Anbiya.
Inshallah.
Ji?
Quran,
mashallah. You're a hafiz?
No.
Okay, mashallah. Allah make you a hafiz also, okay?
Inshallah.
Never too late, my brother, never too late.
Yeah.
Ji. Any kids?
Yeah.
How many?
Three.
Mashallah. Allah give you barakat, inshallah.
Amen.
Three is too little, my brother. Make about 10.
How many you got, mother?
Aish, plenty. Okay, can we go ahead? You choose Quran Kareem, my brother.
Yeah.
Now, just ask the participants, are they aware of the rules and regulations of the Ramadan competition?
Mali Suhaib is asking rules and regulations. Okay, he wants, what's the difference between regulations and rules, Mali Suhaib? So, can you explain to the listeners?
Yeah, do you have time? How much time do you have?
We have lots of time, my brother. Rules and regulations.
They can visit our website if they are not aware on www.radioislam.co.za. That's where they can find all the rules.
JazakAllah, Mali Suhaib. So, much appreciated. All right, what's the name again?
Zubair Mullah.
Oh, Zubair. Zubair Mullah, are you ready, my brother?
Yeah.
Mali Suhaib, you want to go ahead, my brother? Ask our friend the questions.
Ji, brother Zubair, are you ready?
I try.
Okay, inshallah, you have multiple choice questions. It's either one, two, or three. You need to tell us which answer you choose, okay?
Okay.
The question is, certain surahs in the Quran commences with disjointed letters like Alif, Lam, Mim. What are such letters known as? One, Huruful Lin, number two, Huruful Shamsiya, and three, Huruful Muqatta'at.
I'm taking a guess. Two.
Number two.
No idea,
my brother. I thought you were going to get that one right. It's Hurufi Muqatta'at.
You're not ulama now, you know.
Okay, my brother. JazakAllah for the tie, okay? Okay. Zakia, assalamu alaikum, Zakia. Zakia, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Ben.
Wa alaikum salam.
Alright, can you hear Zakia?
Si.
You sure?
Si.
Alright. Okay, you don't have to shout at me, Malik Swayab. Okay. Sister, what's your category? What do you choose from, Ben?
General knowledge.
General knowledge. Okay, mashallah, we wish you all the luck. Okay, Ben?
Si.
Here goes your question. Question is, Alva Fisher and Walter Hunt invented the safety pin.
Who invented it?
A.
You say A?
Yes.
A was what, sister?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
You just guessed.
We know you just guessed, sister. It's not correct. It is Walter Hunt, sister. The correct answer is not Alva Fisher. The correct answer is Walter Hunt. Okay.
Yes.
Jazakallah. Contestant number 3, Brother Muhammad.
Yes.
Muhammad, what's the surname? I asked. Engineer writes it as Bablu. What's the surname, my brother?
Wale.
Sorry?
Badlu.
Bablu.
Fadlu.
Fadlu.
What a D, Mulana Kara.
What the D? Fadlu.
Dadlu.
Oh, Dadlu.
Fadlu.
Dadlu. Just spell it, my brother. Spell it for me.
B-A-D-L-O.
Oh, Badlu. Oh, whatever it is. All right. I'm just going to call you. It's Muhammad. Muhammad Badlu or Dadlu. Are you ready, my brother?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Where are you calling from, you said?
Johannesburg,
mashallah. All the luck, okay?
Yeah.
1,000 rand for the winner tonight, inshallah. What's your category, my brother?
Quran.
Quran Kareem, subhanAllah. Allah increases us all in knowledge of the Quran Kareem and the Ahadith.
What are we, a bit faint?
Brother Salim, can you just pick up the mics a little bit, my brother? Is that better?
Yes,
okay, you're the man. Let's go. Laws and injunctions are a distinguishing feature of Makki or Madani surahs.
Madani surah.
What else, my brother? It's not complete.
Che?
It's not complete, my brother.
They are the Madani surahs.
Madani surahs, why?
Because the rules are more towards the later part of the surah.
Alright, so okay, we never ask you for all the stories, my brother. It's Madani surahs, mashallah, correct answer. Okay? Mashallah, well done. Zubair Mullah, are you ready, my brother? Malik Swayab?
Ji, contestant number 1, Zubair Mullah, are you there?
Okay, I'm here.
From category 1, you said Quran Kareem, Malik Swayab?
Ji, which category would you like to choose
let's
now?
Let's try general knowledge.
Okay, let's try general knowledge. Your question is, which metal is heavier, silver or gold?
Gold. Gold, eh?
You're saying gold.
You're asking us, are you telling us, brother?
Both the same, telling and saying.
Oh. Alright. Gold has a specific gravity of 19.29 milliswaves. Silver has a capacity gravity of 10.46. So, gold is heavier. You are correct.
Mashallah.
Sure.
How's that theory, my brother? Good, eh?
Not so. If there's a gravity of 1 is 10 and 9 is 9, so 9 is heavier than 10.
Alright, leave all of that, brother. We'll talk money and gold after the program.
But it's correct, my brother.
It's correct. Correct, okay, my brother?
Okay.
MashaAllah, well done. Sister Zakia Osman, are you there?
Yes.
Alright, you said first category was general knowledge, okay?
Yes.
Should we go ahead with general knowledge, sister?
No.
So what's your category, Ben?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. But here goes your question, sister. Besides Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, which other Nabi was blessed with the ability to understand the chirping of the birds?
Dawood alayhi salam.
Yes, correct, mashallah, sister. It is Dawood alayhi salam, mashallah. Somebody gave you the answer, sister?
No, I knew that.
All right. Muhammad Bablu or Dadlu or Badlu. Are you there, brother?
Yeah.
Okay, my brother. What's your category now?
Quran.
Quran, subhanAllah. Are you ready, my brother? In which month of the year, lunar year, did revelation of the Quran Kareem commence?
Ramadan.
Yeah, I was going to punch you if you didn't know this one. I was going to punch you through the telephone. Okay, mashallah, my brother. Another point goes to you. What's happening here? We have Brother Muhammad Badlu, my friend. He's got 2 points.
Two out of two.
Excellent. Zakia Osman from Lynch has got one point, Wali Shaib.
Gee, that's correct.
Right, we asked her that Walt Disney question, that Walter Hunt story. Okay, she had it incorrect. And Subair Mullah, my friend, has got one.
Mm-hmm.
One, okay. Let's go ahead, my brother.
Gee, Subair Mullah, are you ready?
Hello, Chia.
Gee, which category?
I'll stick with general knowledge.
General knowledge, okay. So your question is, which famous city of the world extends into two continents?
Correct. No. I pass. I don't know.
The way you said you are on general knowledge, you sounded like you are a geologist, my brother. Which famous city of the world extends in two continents? Take a chance, brother. Take a chance. Take a guess. Soweto. Kakhiso. No, my brother. Istanbul. It's Istanbul, okay?
Istanbul.
Yeah, you learned something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Zakia Osman, are you ready, Ben?
Gee.
What's your category, sister? Quran, stories of the Ambiya alayhi salam.
Stories of the Ambiya again.
Okay, Jazakallah. So you allow two questions from one category when it swipes up?
Gee, that's correct.
Alright, Jazakallah. Here goes your question, Ben. In the Quran Kareem, a certain Nabi is referred to Dhun-Nun. Who is this Nabi? 1. Yusuf alayhi salam. 2. Yusha alayhi salam. Or 3. Yunus alayhi salam.
Yusha
alayhi salam. Sister, why do you say Yusha alayhi salam?
Guessed.
You guess. Tatama chance is not going to work all the time on his tape. So it's Yunus alayhi salam. Mother known is Zahaba Mughadiba. Ila akhir al ayat.
MashaAllah.
Gee. Muhammad Badlu, are you there, my brother? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Gee,
okay, don't go anywhere, my brother. We're going to share the 1,000 rands, okay? Nice ekalwaya food for me and you. What's your category, my brother? You chose Quran Kareem already, mashallah, so you have to. The next category is stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam. Are you ready? Okay, here goes your question. When it shapes up, are we okay?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Banu Israel means children of Israel. Is Israel the name of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq, or Nabi Dawood alayhi salam?
Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam.
Ya Allah, what do we do? It's incorrect, my brother. It's Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam.
Okay.
Okay, how many children you got, my brother?
I got no children.
Oh, you got no children. Allah give you many, many children. Healthy, pious children, inshallah. Uh-huh. You married?
No.
Okay. Allah give you a good wife.
Amen.
And say for me also. Okay, my brother.
Yeah.
What happened then? No answer, Mali Shaib Sahab.
Gee, no point.
No point.
Yeah.
All right. Zubair Mullah, are you ready?
Yeah.
Mali Shaib Sahab,
which category? You've got stories of Ambiya, you've got Islamic history, general knowledge is finished, and politics you got.
Stories of Ambiya.
Okay, stories of Ambiya, multiple choice questions, you need to say either 1, 2 or 3. The question is, Zubair, what is the name of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's maternal grandfather? 1, Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam, 2, Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, or 3, Imran alayhi salatu wasalam?
1.
Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam.
Incorrect, my brother, it's incorrect. It's Imran alayhi salam.
Well, no, why so difficult this year, man? This year you've got difficult questions, man.
No, maybe it's not the questions. Maybe it's our intelligence. Maybe you've got to study harder, my brother.
Yeah.
And today was a little bit difficult, a bit challenging. But it's interesting, okay, my brother?
Man.
Who's troubling you?
The children going a little bit excited here, you know.
Okay. He also disappointed. Why did he answering all incorrectly?
Could be.
Okay, Zakia, are you ready, Zakia? Zakia Osman?
Yes.
Okay. What is Swahib Saab? Where do we take our questions
which
from?
Which category
she asked? We asked her from Stories of the Alim Salatu Wasalam two questions. Now we can ask her from whichever category we want to. Quran Kareem?
Yes, Quran.
Quran. Okay, so here goes your question. Okay. 7 seconds to answer. It's quite easy, not too difficult. Whose suggestion led to the first ever compilation of the entire Quran Kareem in written form? 1. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 2. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Or 3. Hudhaifah radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu.
Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. MashaAllah, sister, that is a correct answer. Another point goes to you. So it's 2 points goes to you, okay?
Yes.
MashaAllah. Let's go to Brother Muhammad. From Johannesburg. Muhammad, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, my brother, you sound very, very tired.
No.
All right. Muhammad, here goes your question, my brother.
Which category?
Which category?
Stories of Zahwa. Stories of Zambia.
Make up your mind, brother.
Stories of Zambia, my brother.
Okay, my brother, here goes. But Malik Faisal, he chose Quran Kareem, two questions from them. So yes. Basically, we got to go ahead.
Gee, he's got a. He can ask from Stories of Zambia.
All right, are you ready, my brother? This one is quite simple. Think properly, my brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Nabi Lut alayhi salam was the nephew of which Nabi?
Nuh alayhi salam.
Before you put the children to bed, my brother, which stories do you read? The answer is Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, my brother, my good brother. What we gonna do? What we gonna do? Okay, my friend. Jazakallah. 2 points goes to you, Muhammad Bablu. We have 2 to Zakia Osman and my friend Zubair Mullah Wali Sahib. He's got 1.
Ji, just got 1 point.
All right. Let's go ahead.
Zubair Mullah, which category? You've got Quran, Stories of the Anbiya, Islamic history, general knowledge is Finnish, and politics.
Islamic history.
Islamic history, and this is your last question. If you answer, then you still have a chance of staying in the competition. The question is, there's no multiple choice question, so you need to give me the answer. Which Sahabi?
I pity you, brother. I pity you.
Come again?
Okay, which Sahabi radiallahu anhu was the first to be named Muhammad after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Yeah, that was a difficult one. Zubair, that was a bit of a hard one.
Yeah,
man, difficult, my brother. Very, very difficult.
Yeah, what can we do?
What are you going to do, my brother, inshallah?
Not my day.
Not your day, no?
Not my day.
Gee. How many points you got, my brother? Just 1 point. And the answer there is, Mali Swaib Muhammad bin Hatib al-Jumahi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I'm sure you knew it, my brother.
I'm sure, yeah.
I just never want to come on. But mashallah, Zubair Mullah, you've done well, my brother. You've done well. Not very well, but fair. Got to study a bit harder, okay, my brother?
We'll try.
Take care. Okay, my brother, nice talking to you. All the best, inshallah. Give us a call again.
I'll need to answer these questions now.
It was a little bit difficult, G.
Yeah, we have to go for 7 years now, and then only after 7 years.
After 7 years.
Sure.
Take care, my brother. All the best, okay? Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. All right, Zakia, are you there, Ben?
Yes.
All right. You got 2 points, and my brother Muhammad Bablu has got 2 points as well. Malik Shaib, am I correct?
G, and both of them has one more question left.
Both have one more question left. All right. So what do we do, Malik Shaib?
Who's going to walk away with 1,000 rand tonight?
1,000 rands. Maybe a millionaire tonight, Salim. Just maybe a millionaire. Who knows?
In Zimbabwe.
What's your category, Ben, Zakia?
Quran,
you asked just one question from there, so you have... According to Mali Suhaib, we have still one option. We can ask from Quran, Mali Suhaib.
Yes, that's
right. Okay.
Cool.
Here goes your question, Zakia. It's quite simple. Very simple. A portion of the surah led to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's acceptance of Islam. Which surah is this?
Surah Toha.
Sorry, what did you say?
Surah Toha.
Surah Toha. But the Tha, Bani Suhaib, Surah Taha. MashaAllah, sister. 3 points comes your way, okay?
Cheers.
Let's see how Muhammad Badlu. Muhammad, what did you say the surname again was? Muhammad Dadlu.
Badlu.
Sorry?
Badlu. B-A-D.
Oh, Badlu, Badlu. Okay. What's your category, my brother?
Islamic history.
Sorry?
Islamic history,
my brother. Islamic history, my brother. You're a good man.
If you answer this one correctly, Molana, we need to go into Saturday.
Please answer correctly. All the best. I hope you answer correctly. Muhammad?
Yeah,
brother. I want to ask with you, brother. Please, so I make it easy for him.
You can ask.
What you said, Islamic history?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one of the following does not correspond with the rest of the list? 1. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 2. Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 3. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Or 4. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Abu Ubaidah. Hey.
Why you say so, brother?
No, see you, brother.
Time is up.
The correct answer was Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the only Ansari in the list. The others are?
Sahaba.
No, they were all Sahaba.
No, one wasn't.
So the others were what?
So correct is C, mother.
Correct, my brother, is C, but you said C after
7 seconds.
Yes. Abu Darda is the only Ansari in the list, and the others are Muhajirin, okay? The Muhajirin are those who left Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Sharif, and the Ansar are those who helped the Muhajirin. My brother, unfortunately, I really wanted to go to the sudden death questions tonight, Bani Sahib, so I was looking forward to that. But unfortunately, fortunately, Zakiya Osman is a winner. And unfortunately, my brother, Muhammad Badlu, did not make it to the finals and to the sudden death question. Muhammad, Jazakallah, my brother.
No problem.
Study hard.
No problem.
We talk again very soon, okay?
Inshallah.
All the best and du'as, okay, my brother?
Alaykum.
Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Zakiya Osman, are you there, sister?
Gee,
we're just going to change the rules of the competition. Mali Sahib Saab is not 1,000 rands, it's 10 rands, sister. 1,000 rands coming up your way. MashaAllah, Zakiya Osman. All the best, sister. You qualify for the weekly finals, okay, Ben?
Gee.
Just remind us when will the weekly finals be again, Mama?
The weekly finals taking place, inshallah, this coming Saturday between 10 and 11 o'clock, sister.
Okay.
Right, 10 and 11 o'clock at night, sorry, PM. Not AM.
Gee.
Alright, Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bari
Sahib Sahab, your final concluding remarks, my brother, over to you.
Gee, if they still want to register, Mulana, any contestants, even though our lines will be open again, but if we secure all participants, then the lines will be closed. So if you want to register and secure your participation, the number to SMS or WhatsApp is 072-071-3684, or you can email Mufti Musaji on ym@radioislam.co.za.
Jazakumullah. 6:34 PM on Chun Trade Islam International. And Malik Shaykh Sahab, tell our listeners what's coming up next.
Gee, it's episode 3 of the repeat drama stories, 221B Baker Street. That's episode 3, inshallah, Malana. And the after Tarawih Salah from Madinatul Munawwara.
Jazakumullah.